Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about trials and tribulations and their connection with God's love for his servants. You know, usually when we are afflicted with a trial, afflicted with a problem, you know, and we usually, you know, become agitated, a lot of times we think we must have done something bad, you know, that would warrant us to become afflicted with such a, you know, affliction or with such a problem. Let's say somebody, you know, is, you hear this a lot, you know, somebody is, performs all his religious responsibilities and duties. He prays on time, he fasts, you know, he gives charity and everything. Let's say that he ends up losing his job nevertheless. Sometimes he thinks, this person, complains and says, well, I didn't do anything wrong. Why would God afflict me with such a problem? He should reward me. I should get a raise or I should get a promotion. To the contrary, I've been laid off from my job. Or, you know, he might get sick, he might become afflicted, God forbid, with some incurable disease, or, you know, one of his children, might become sick or something. So a lot of people complain and they say that, well, we didn't do anything wrong. Why would we warrant such an affliction or such a malady, such a calamity? This is a misgiving and an incorrect assumption. When we refer to the beautiful hadith of the Ahlul Bayt, we see that in some of these hadiths, it has been mentioned that the problems and the trials and the tribulations which we human beings sometimes become afflicted with, sometimes they are often bounties which Allah gives his servants. Why does he do that? Because he knows that certain servants are patient. He knows that they are good people, they're patient people, and they can bear these trials and tribulations with patience, and they won't lose their patience at these times. So God gives them, you know, he sends these, you know, problems upon his servants, so, you know, as a test, so that when they react in a positive and in a good manner, their rewards can increase in the hereafter and in the akhirat. By way of example, and this is a very beautiful hadith, the Prophet said, Allah feeds his believing servant with ordeals like a mother feeds her child. Just like a mother would feed her child with love and affection, God Almighty, he also gives his believing servant, meaning his servant who he knows is a believer and is a mu'min and will bear those trials with patience. He gives them those problems, so that the believer can grow, you know, by facing those trials and tribulations. And so, because of this, we say that those people assumed, it's the people who haven't been, you know, afflicted with problems, who are despised by God, not the ones who have been afflicted with them. This is why Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, I hate for a man to be immune to ordeals in this world's life and not suffer any afflictions. This is something that the Imam does not wish upon any of his companions, any of his followers. He wishes for them to be tried and for them to be afflicted with these problems so that they can, you know, grow by means of, you know, dealing with them in a positive manner. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at trials and ordeals as bounties by God, in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.